Best deal.
Welcome back. What will land if you're just joining us? We are passing along your primary election results. In order to do that, we are hooking up with Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
So for folks who are unaware, obviously we had the primaries here in Indiana and also in Ohio as of yesterday. So what I want to do this morning, Tanya, is start out actually in Ohio because the Republican Senate primary, I think, was the big one there. What happened in that race?
Yeah, you're right. This is the one a lot of people were watching to mainly see if, you know, the endorsement of former President Trump was going to be enough to get the chosen candidate that he wanted over the finish line. And it spoiler alert, it was. the author, J.D. Vance, it was in a really competitive Senate primary yesterday. He had some... several opponents on the GOP side. One of those was former state treasurer Josh Mandel. Things had really, you know, kind of gotten sort of chippy between all of them, to say the least. He was behind much of the campaign in the polls, Vance was, and then kind of got that late-stage endorsement from the former president. That seemed to push him into, you know, sort of the front-runner position. And he did have a tall order, though. He kind of had to play down the criticism he had had of Trump as far back as 2016 when he said that, you know, Trump could become America's Hitler. That was a quote from him. He has since become a supporter of his. So it was enough to get him an endorsement. That was enough to push him into the primary win last night. Now, he will be taking on the Democratic Senator Tim Ryan, the 10-term congressman. I'm sorry, Democratic congressman, not senator. Got my houses messed up there. They're both trying to win the Senate seat in effect. Republican Rob Portman, the senator, is retiring, so they're both in a contentious race for this. It'll be interesting to see how this shapes up between Vance and Ryan between now and November.
Yeah, it's one that I'm definitely going to be on the edge of my seat watching for sure. Voters also hit the polls here in Indiana as of yesterday, and I know a lot of GOP members had their eyes on the congressional race here in District 1. Can you kind of recap what went down there?
Well, I know that for the most part, nationally, the way we were sort of looking at this here nationally from a network standpoint was the state legislature of Indiana going to stay right or go farther right? It was kind of like, is it going to be red or really red? And it seems like as you pointed out, you know, you've got the incumbent Republicans that were in the state house there seem to fend off the primary challengers who wanted to do that to make the legislature more conservative as kind of, you know, sort of as an overview of there. I know that you're doing a lot of in-depth coverage on what happened in those individual races. You probably could tell me more about them than I can tell you at this point because I'm taking a bird's eye view. But that's one of the reasons we love talking to affiliates because you guys can kind of give us the scoop on what's going on the ground there.
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting race to watch for sure because, again, that district is traditionally blue. You know, and the GOP are seeing it as very flippable. So we've got Jennifer Ruth Green. She did come out on top declaring victory there in that GOP primary. So that's another one, Tanya, that I know a lot of eyes will be on as we head towards November. I appreciate you breaking it all down this morning.
Anytime. Thank you.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers joining us live here on WoWo. Just kind of a quick recap for those of you just tuning in. When it comes to just a little bit closer here to our neck of the woods, some of the bigger races that folks were talking about, the race with Martin Carbaugh, he did secure his party's nomination for District 81. Dave Heine secured his for District 85. Kyle Miller taking the W for District 82. The other big one, I'm going to use the words that Tanya just used there, that was a little bit chippy, was the race for State Senate District 14. Republican Dr. Tyler Johnson and Republican businessman Ron Turpin were duking it out, and Dr. Tyler Johnson came out on top as the Republican candidate. When it comes to the sheriff's race here in Allen County, that was another pretty big one that a lot of folks were talking about. You had Troy Hershberger squaring off against Mitch McKinney, and Troy Hershberger came out on top with the W and will take on Kevin Hunter come November. We do have a lot more election results and coverage online at wobo.com if you want to check it out there.
Podcasts by Federated Media.